Hello, hello, and welcome to the New Mindset Who Dis podcast. My name is Case Kenny at case.kenny on Instagram, and this is my weekly podcast where I create short, no BS episodes dedicated to helping you be the person you're meant to be, leave your comfort zone, and live a fulfilling and purposeful life. Let's go. Right. Welcome to episode 155. So I'll just hop right into it here. In this episode, I want to talk about how to stop settling, how I think it is that you can stop settling in your life. Amidst my list of, call it fears in life, right next to that of regret, like I talk a lot about on the podcast, is that of settling. Settling for less than you deserve, settling for someone who isn't going to grow you, settling for comfort, for familiarity, for something that doesn't ignite passion in you, and so on and so on and so on. Settling, that's what it is for me. And I think, time spent settling is time, honestly, that you don't get back. And yes, certainly you can learn from those experiences and hopefully they teach you not to settle again in the future. But I don't know about you, but I'm at a point in my life where I don't have time for that anymore. I don't have time to look back again and like facepalm and be like, oh, why did I do that? Why did I continue to work that job? Why did I date that person? Why did I have that habit? Doing this, doing that thing, and so on and so on. I don't have time for that anymore. Ain't nobody got time for that. Like, come on now. I'm a dude on a mission. I've got shit to do. I've got a life to live. I've got passion for life, for love, for everything. And settling isn't part of that picture anymore. It never should have been, but it's not anymore. Like, I'm allergic to settling now. And I hope you feel kind of the same way towards yourself and your life. And you're like, hell yeah. I don't have time to settle. Nope. None for me. Thank you very much. Like, I hope that's your attitude. So with this episode, I want to talk about how I've learned to become, call it, more self-aware of when I'm tempted to settle, or even when I'm in the midst of settling, so that I can literally stop. And this is a really simple idea, but it's important, certainly. And I want to talk about it briefly here. Because most advice that I see about settling, it goes a little something like this. It says, don't settle because deep down, you deserve more in your life. And honestly, I can't help but kind of laugh a little bit when I hear things like that. It's like, well, thank you. I know that. But I don't know how to tell you this, but in life, I tend to do a lot of things. I've done a lot of things where I'm acutely aware that I shouldn't be doing them or I deserve more, but I still do those things. Like, I could spend an entire episode recounting times where I knew I shouldn't be doing something, but I did it, where I knew damn well I shouldn't have that 10th shot. I shouldn't go online shopping when I'm having a bad day. I shouldn't text that person. I shouldn't take that job over another one because of some silly reason. Like, I'm sure you can relate to this. You hear that voice that tells you not to do something, but you still do it and you still make decisions all the time, even when you know you could be doing better, even when you're aware that you might be settling. Like, that's life. We all do this. So it wouldn't really help you. And it certainly doesn't help me to hear advice that says, don't settle because you're capable of more, or don't settle because your potential is so much bigger and brighter than settling. And I may as well just tell you to, live, laugh, love, and call it a day. I'm kidding, but seriously, personally, as the resident dude bro guy of this podcast, I need perspective that is a bit more poignant than that. So I'll tell you right now how I look at settling, kind of how I've simplified it a little bit, so that I don't put myself in scenarios in life where it's this like devil and angel on my shoulder type conversation. So I'll tell you how I've learned to adopt a mindset that just kind of naturally leads to less settling. And certainly this is a theme that I've mentioned before, but in this context, it's super, super powerful. And it's this idea, this theme, this rule, this mindset that less is more. Less is more in so many senses. This is a less is more mindset. And I found it's the absolute key to not settling anymore in like pretty much every area of your life, really. Relationships, careers, passion, your own self-development, even your health and fitness, like the whole shebang. Less is more. And I'll ease into the topic here, but the headline here is that I have found it to be so true in my life that when I adopt a less is more mindset towards the expectations I set for myself, that I question myself less. I question myself less. And when you question yourself less, you don't settle. I found that in general, you settle when you don't know what to really do. You don't know yourself. You don't know your beliefs, your values, what you truly want. You question what you want, what you don't want, everything. And you do that because, frankly, there's just so much crap in your life, in your head, and in your heart, and it's overwhelming. So you don't really know what to commit to. You don't know what to be like, yo, hey, I'm Case, and this thing, that thing, and this other thing, these are my North Stars, and I'm aligned with them. End of story. And when you can't say that, then it's settle city. So it's this idea that you settle when you're constantly questioning yourself, and you question yourself when you're overwhelmed and distracted, right? It's like a formula, math class with Case here, that you settle when you question yourself, and you question yourself when you're overwhelmed and distracted. So it's like, let's solve this equation. Let's balance this bitch. Let's solve for X, carry the one or something, whatever. I'm not really good at math, but seriously, I found that I settle when I don't know what to do, when I question myself. And now through like just more life experience and perspective, I realized that I question myself. I feel lost because I'm just so distracted. And I feel lost because I'm distracted. I've allowed too many things, too many people, too many expectations in my life. And I think a lot of us live this way. You know, like you're all over the place. You're 1 foot in and 1 foot out. Or it's like you're 10 feet in and 10 feet out. Like you've simply got too many things, too many thoughts, too many distractions, too many expectations in that head of yours, in your heart, in your soul. Like that distraction goes deep. And so you just naturally end up settling in all kinds of areas of your life simply because you don't know. You don't know what to do. You don't know what to think. You don't know what to prioritize. And that's because you're distracted. And with what I'm about to talk about, I'm certainly not saying that in order to stop settling, you need all of a sudden to have this like aha moment and know yourself perfectly and know what you stand for and what you want out of life and all these great things. Certainly not the case. I can't say that. And I'm the host of this podcast. I'm saying with this mindset that to change your life, to settle less, you literally need to do less, not more, at least for the time being. Like just try this mindset that less is more, that radical life changes come from when you are able to pinpoint a couple of things, a couple of emotions that you want to live and you just focus on those and those alone, a couple of expectations that you set for yourself and you don't allow yourself to be cluttered up by and distracted by too many expectations. I genuinely think that if you want to settle less in your life, you should take some time, call it like a month, call it 30 days and try this less is more mindset. For 30 days, live this, less is more. Quite literally, less is more. And hear me out because I'm gonna back this up. Because at a glance, you might think that this like sounds silly, it sounds counterproductive, it might even sound lazy. But I found that when I take a step back, again, call it over 30 days and realize how many things people expectations I have clogging up my focus, it's insane. It's insane. It's incredibly distracting. And again, when you're distracted, you question yourself. And when you question yourself, you end up settling. Again, because you're tired, you're drained, you're unfocused. And when you feel that way, you naturally crave comfort and stability. So like, it's no wonder that you settle. And specifically here, when I say less is more, I'm talking about expectations. We should take 30 days and set fewer expectations for ourselves during those days. Expectations for yourself. That's what this idea comes down to. You're distracted because you have too many expectations of yourself right now. I need to be this way. I need to be that way. I need to keep in touch with this person, that person, and this person. I need to network here. I need to do this. I need to do that. All these different things. And it's exhausting. It's like, you know, remember, it's like being in school again and you're taking 25 credits and you're maxed out and you've got too much on your plate and you got a test to study for and a paper and a thesis and it's nuts. But, you know, guess what? We're grown adults now and school is done and you get to set your own curriculum. You know, you get to decide the expectations you place on yourself. You know, no more thinking you need to be living up to 30 expectations to set for yourself. You cannot be all things to all people. I think we might agree on that. But you can't also be all things to yourself. That's not realistic. It's too much. And I think, again, that's how you end up settling. And not necessarily in huge ways, but little ways that start to add up. You start to choose comfort over creativity, familiarity over spontaneity. You don't push yourself. You just start to slowly settle because you've got a laundry list of expectations and it's confusing and you question yourself. But I found that when I take a big old case step back and I start saying, okay, you know what? Let me reset here. These three things right here are important to me right now. These are the expectations that right now are the ones that I'm going to say matter. They are my focus. Less is more. And when you do that, I have found that only great things happen. Like when I draw a line in the sand and I'm like, you know what? Right now, your boy's at capacity. I don't have time. I don't have room for distraction. I have room for these three expectations and I'm going to dedicate myself to them for 30 days, call it whatever. These are the three expectations I have for myself. These three alone. I seriously think this does wonders to focus. Fewer expectations, and then just focus on them hard. No distractions. And I'd encourage you just for a minute here, maybe after, just to be honest with yourself. Like right now, what are the three most important expectations you can set for yourself? What are they? What are the three most important expectations for yourself right now? Try to narrow it down to three. You cannot be all things to all people. You cannot be all things to yourself right now. That's distracting. Take a bit. Decide what those three are. Maybe it's five, whatever. I'm just small numbers here. Is it related to your career, your 9-to-5? Is it related to relationships, dating, finding someone? Is it related to your health and fitness, your creative outlets, travel, friends, family, something bigger, something completely different? Whatever. Like, try this. Like, for me, for example, to get you thinking, instead of having all these expectations like I used to have for myself, I've done a decent job of saying, you know, forget that. Forget being the guy who's like, I gotta do this and that. I've got to travel and see the world. I've got to keep up with these 12 friends. I've got to work out 5 days a week. I've got to go to this bar and try this new restaurant. I've got to go to this store, buy this thing, buy the new one of this. I have to be rich and wealthy and influential and creative and impactful and well-networked and recognized. Oh my God, it's like exhausting. Those are exhausting expectations. Instead of all that bullshit, I have like three simple expectations for myself right now. Again, these change, but I'm like right now in my case, these are the three expectations I have for myself. Less is more. My focus right now personally is on creating, connecting, and call it being at peace with myself. Like those are my three things, my three expectations. And I genuinely believe that because I'm so focused on those right now, consistently creating the podcast and my writing, pushing myself to connect with genuine people and moving myself to be calm and at peace spiritually, like I'm not settling. I'm not even tempted to settle because I have clarity. It's these three things. I'm not tempted to settle because I'm not distracted by having a dozen, 20 expectations for myself that then in turn make me feel overwhelmed and lost and questioning myself. Nope. Nope. You know, I'm choosing to not give in to distraction anymore. I don't have so many broad expectations for myself. I no longer need to be all these different things. Nah, like now it's here's my focus. Here's where my heart lies and my priority lies right now. And because of that, there's no way I'm settling in these areas. No, these areas are important to me, massively important to me. No way. because less is more, and less means less settling. It's a simple thing, really, but less is more gives you what I just described. It gives you clarity in your life. So that's what I found. That's all I found here. And my advice is simple. It's to ground yourself in less is more for a little bit. Again, if you listen, you know I'm all about meeting new people, finding new perspectives, being spontaneous. I'm quite literally all about that. I live that. I preach that mindset on the podcast and in my writing. But I would love for, say, the next 30 days for you to discover what I have, which is the power of less is more, where you ground yourself in, you know, 2 to 3 to 4 to 5, whatever, big, powerful expectations for yourself, expectations that are important to you. And you focus on those and those alone, and you let those guide you. No more a dozen expectations, no more a to-do list a mile long. And I know it might sound like this is obvious, like duh, Case, I know that focus is good, right? No one's going to deny that. But have you lived this? Have you embraced a certain stillness in your life? Stillness that is dictated by prioritizing expectations for yourself? I'd say probably not. Probably not, because, you know, we all do this. We're all going 100 miles per hour and we don't really question what we do or how we feel. But I think if you adopt a less is more mindset for 30 days, you'll find that there is a stillness, like a peacefulness inside of you that will show you where you're misaligned. It will show you that less is more leads to fewer excuses, fewer times where you settle, fewer meaningless friendships or connections, and more of what will truly help you grow. Like, that is less is more. It truly is more. And I think it's such a great mindset because it will, in effect, make you address the bullshit in your life, because it's easy to distract yourself from what your heart truly wants. It's easy to distract yourself from your past that you haven't healed from yet. It's easy to distract yourself by telling yourself lies. It's super easy to do that. But when less is more becomes your mindset, you have no choice but to address that. You have to. And as uncomfortable as that might be, I think it's just what you need. Because when you address your bullshit, you have those fewer expectations set for yourself, those big ones set for yourself, you settle less. You don't allow yourself to settle because you have these expectations and they're clear to you. There's no ambiguity. There's no distraction. So to conclude here, I think if you want to settle less, if you find yourself settling and you don't know why you keep doing it, if you're frustrated by the way you make decisions in your life, frustrated by the fact that you kind of just inadvertently keep self-sabotaging, don't overthink it. Just give yourself 30 days of a less is more mindset, and I think you'll find yourself more aligned with expectations that matter, with expectations that are yours and yours alone. They're incredibly personal. And as a result, your tendency to settle will honestly just kind of fade away. So I'd love for you to take a couple minutes after I wrap up right now and write down those strong, personal, impactful expectations that you have for yourself, and then focus on them. No distractions for 30 days. And I think seriously great things will happen to you when you do this. So that's it. I'll wrap it up right here. Try to keep this short. Again, as always, I'd love if you'd share this episode, share the podcast, share it with a friend. Tell them that less is more is the key to not settling. Let me know what you think on Instagram at case.kenny, or text me. I've been trying to respond to everyone as fast as I can. I'm working my way back through that. But my number is 312-584-4002. So feel free to text me. And as always, thank you. Thank you so much for all the support. It really is nuts. I appreciate all the shares, the likes, the reviews, the comments. Everything. Nothing goes unnoticed. So I really, really do appreciate it. And until next episode, I'm out.